Okay, let's start.
Do you want me to start? Hello, guys. Hi, my name is Chance, and
Sonia.
welcome to the Mambo Jumbos podcast. We are very excited, guys, on this new journey. This is our first ever episode to launch this podcast, and we are very excited to have you guys on this journey with us. So, Rafiki, come along on this journey. Learn what is life. Let us relate to some few things. Learn from us, we learn from you, and we take it one day at a time.
And we come with laughter and joy and maybe some relationship advice, and also, like, as immigrant parents, our background on it and our experience dealing with our parents as well, and navigating also the Canadian system, because we come from a settlement background and immigration background. For most of us, that's what we took in school, so we can also help you in navigating Edmonton day-to-day life. And we just here, we've been procrastinating. We said we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
It took us like 8 months.
It didn't take you. It took at least. You remember at school when we did the project?
Yes.
We did a podcast.
It was like a year.
Yeah. No, it's been more than a year. 2 years.
It took 2 years because I remember I moved out.
Yeah.
And we were still planning on it. And yeah, we were like, okay, we're gonna start.
Had some setback. We had
a lot of setbacks.
Life was lifing, yeah, basically.
Until someone that we really, really love and very close to our hearts pushed us one day. And she was like, here's the ring, like, here's the phone, you guys shoot. And also, we're like, okay, we're going to start shooting. And we started shooting.
We did start. And if you want some bloopers from that day.
Oh my God, we have a lot of them. It's like filled in the
phone. Okay, you're going to get to know our personalities. We're a little bit of, we're hysterical laughers. That's what I'll say. We laugh a lot, and we
laugh at not serious things.
We unserious. So that's what I'm saying. Every little thing makes us laugh.
We are very unserious, but in some situations, we are very serious. And this is just to share our life with you guys, who we are, and just to get to learn about you guys too. So send us your relatable story on our DM. If you have any story you want us to read, we can always read it out, and we can always get advice from other people and, of course, us. And please do not forget to follow us on our YouTube down below. The link is down below. Don't forget to click on that link, like, share, and please do not forget to subscribe.
Of course, don't you want to be our refugees? Like, come on. Who do you want to be our refugees?
I know. But also, we are on Facebook under the Mambo Jumbos podcast. We are also on TikTok under the Mambo Jumbo podcast. And we are very, very happy. This has been a long journey. It took us a while to say
we're finally doing kick. This. We needed that good kick.
And we did get it.
And thanks, Miriam, for giving us that kick.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to you. We love you so much. You are our mother. We love you, love you, love you, and you are the best. And of course, we have a few fans. It's just that you guys haven't met them.
But we have a couple. You believe that?
Yeah, we have like a couple people that like our fans. But with that being said, we really are grateful to be here and to start to embark on this journey. So our topic for today is to get to know us just a little bit more.
And getting to know us, Chance, how would you describe me?
Oh, God. How long have you been friends?
For like... That's insulting.
No, it's like... Okay, I think we've been friends for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say 4 years. Yeah. You're very funny. It's just that people don't know that you're funny.
Yes.
Like, everyone that sees is like, oh my gosh, she's so serious. She's so serious.
But I'm not.
But then she is not. She's like, you're very down to earth. I'll say that. You're a good friend. And you are very, 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 like, you're so kind. Like, you're so ready to go out of the way to help other people. And I see that in you every day.
Oh,
so that's how I would describe you. You're kind.
Tears.
Oh my God. Okay, that's too much. But yeah, that's how I would describe you. That's just my way of describing you. Yeah. How would you describe
If I had to describe you, very generous. One thing about Shans, she's a host. When you when I tell you, if you come to a house, you're not living on an empty stomach. Let me just tell you that this girl will lay it down, cook for you. Like, she said, don't worry, I got you. She, like, prepare stuff. Like, this girl can have nothing in a backpack.
I mean, we're food
but she'll go shopping and buy food for you, everything, and fill up the fridge. Just because that's how she is. She's so generous too.
Thank you.
And people do her wrong, and she's still friends with them. I'm just like, why? Why are you friends with them? It's this one, eh? Let me not even say. I don't mind my business. She's so giving. And then I think that you're so giving to the point where you don't take for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I've observed about you.
Yeah.
You're very generous.
Ooh.
You go above and beyond for like the people you love.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that. I'm learning something about myself.
You see?
Yeah. I just learned that about myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are from, I'm from East Africa. I'm from Central Africa, but I grew up in Eastern Africa.
I'm from East Africa, but I grew up in South Africa. So I grew up in South Africa and I grew up here as well in Canada, obviously. Yeah.
So she's a Canadian based girl, you know?
Not really. I would say like,
yeah.
I'm in between.
Yeah,
because like I came earlier when I can still remember stuff, so like I can remember back home.
Yeah.
But like the early memories, I cannot. Especially like my East African side. Sometimes I don't say I'm from East Africa because they'll be asking me, oh, do you know how to say this?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I can't say anything. So I actually lie. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm South African, that's it.
It doesn't mean I can talk like that.
Yeah, because like they'll be asking me questions after that. I'm just like, and then I don't want to be going into an explanation. Oh, my parents is from here, they're from here, this is why. And then when I wear a hijab as well, right? So they're like, you're South African.
Yeah. Well, that's a surprising. That's true. Yeah. So we can't tell you guys everything about us. Then, like, there has to be a mystery, okay? Our dating life, we're going to put it aside. We're not going to talk that ever. Sonia. Oh, sorry, but I got you.
Okay. It's okay. Continue.
Okay. Okay. There's some things you guys do not have to know about us. You know, sometimes you don't have a little mystery with people. So some things we're going to keep it under the mystery. But if you see me outside, just say hi to us and holla at us, okay? We're very much excited. Yeah, we are very. So we know that we've worked so hard to get here. Mm-hmm. And of course, behind every successful child, there's parents who have been there with them. And the one thing that I really, really appreciate is that my parents actually came to this country to give me the life that I wanted. Sorry, they wanted, but I wanted. Does that make sense?
African parents? Yeah. It's what they wanted.
It's what they wanted. But at the same time, it's like they had our interest at heart.
Yeah. I think with most like immigrant parents, they come here to give you a better opportunity. Something better where they, I don't know, back home, they couldn't get it. Mm-hmm. But then also back, we can't say also back home is not a good opportunity because some people are living well back home too, right?
Yeah.
So like always coming here too, don't think it's all that it cracks out to be, because there's some stuff here too. It's just.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. For me, I understand how much challenges our parents went through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny how I was talking about this topic with someone. And we were talking about like how, you know, our parents are here, but then you're like, they expect so much from you. It's like,
hold on to that topic.
Okay.
This episode is just to get to know us. The next episode will be about parents. So sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
That's about it. And if you have more questions about us, tune in.
Yes.
You find out. Bye.
That was great. Okay, I'm done.